You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street. It would appear that all those people taking this walk down Dalal Street have springs in their steps, not necessarily because of the comfortable shoes, but because of how swimming the stock market has been. What happened on Dalal Street yesterday is what we start things off with. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control.
A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street. A Money Control exclusive.
Another day of fresh record highs for the Sensex and Nifty is what we saw yesterday on the 26th of July. The S&P BSE Sensex hit Mount 37,000 to hit a fresh record high of 37,061, while Nifty 50 hit a record high of 11,185 for the first time after 123 trading sessions. The July series closed on a strong note, with Nifty gaining nearly 600 points. Nifty future rollovers stood at 74%, which is higher than the three-month average of 66%. Once the index closes above 11,172, the bulls are likely to take charge. On the way down, 11,113 to 11,078 will be a crucial support zone in the near term. Any minor pullback towards the support zone shall be considered as buying opportunity. Since the short-term trend is bullish, buy-on dips shall be the preferred strategy for the short-term target of 11,450. The short-term outlook remains positive as long as it does not close below 10,850. Turning to the next big item that we should all be aware of, the big news from the stock market today. Considering we're in earnings season, the big news will come from the earnings front. Many Nifty heavyweights are scheduled to report their results for the quarter ended June later today. As many as 55 companies will declare their results for June quarter later today, which include names like Bank of Baroda, XL Corp, HCL Technologies, ICICI Bank, Mahindra & Mahindra Financial Services, and Reliance Industries. Big, big names right there. Reliance, ICICI, Bank of Baroda, all releasing their June earnings today. And we do have some estimates from Motilal Oswal. Bank of Baroda PAT likely to fall 32% year-on-year to 137 crore rupees. HCL Technologies PAT likely to grow by 24.9% to 2.5 crore rupees. ICICI Bank PAT likely to grow by 10% to 0.68 crore rupees. And Reliance Industries PAT likely to grow by 3.9% to 9,436 crore rupees. Well, to the stock market mavens among us, what are the technical charts telling us? Nifty forms a small bullish candle on the daily charts. If the index sustains above the 11,113 levels, Nifty 50 can initially target 11,241 and then eventually it should head towards 11,500 levels. We'll be watching out for three levels. They are 11,100, 11,185 and 11,250. Maximum call OI placed at 11,200 and 11,300. Maximum put OI placed at 11,000 and 11,100. What were some stocks that were in the news yesterday? ITC quarter one net profit was up by 10% on year-on-year basis at 2,819 crore rupees, and it did meet street estimates. Bharti Airtel quarter one profit grew by 17% to 97 crore rupees. EBITDA margin contracted 180 basis points quarter on quarter. And Hindalco subsidiary Novelis acquired US-based Alaris for $2.6 billion. The transaction is expected to close in 9 to 15 months. And finally, some tips you can use. We spoke to IIFL and this is what they have to recommend to us. They have a buy call on SBI with a target of 315 rupees stop loss placed at 276 rupees for returns of as much as 8.6%. Then we have Motherson Sumi Limited with a buy call as well. Target of 342 rupees stop loss 294 rupees for returns of as much as 10.3%. And finally, pharmaceutical giant Pfizer has a buy call from IIFL. Target we're looking at is 2,880 rupees, stop loss 2,577, returns of 7.5%. Well, hopefully that covers everything you need to know before going into trade today on the last day of the trading week, the 27th of July, which also happens to be the death anniversary of one of the greatest there ever was, Gertrude Stein, a leading figure of modernism in literature and art. She was friends with such people like Picasso, Hemingway, Fitzgerald, Ezra Pound, Henri Matisse, etc., etc. If you're thinking you've never heard of her, well, I'm sure you have, because I'm sure you've heard of the phrase, a rose is a rose is a rose is a rose. Well, that was her. Happy Friday, everyone.
A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street. A Money Control exclusive.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.